All right, everyone, welcome day two of our March 2026 Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting. Coming to everyone from the beautiful city of Pier. We're going to jump right into things because we do have a handful of items that we need to tackle for day two. So, with that, we're going to start with item number 17, Nest Predator Bounty Program. Yesterday, we did take this up, and now this morning, Director Kirschman will present the resolution for us.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. In front of you this morning, I passed out a draft resolution in respect to the conversation we had yesterday discussing and going over the Nest Predator Bounty Program and the recommendation we brought forward to you in respect to transition that to the Youth Trapping Recruitment Program and the Coyote Bounty Program. As we discussed and had your conversation yesterday and trying to answer your questions and where we landed at the end of that conversation, hopefully what is included in the resolution here will fit your discussion and the desire moving forward based on the recommendations and your desires for these particular programs. As I mentioned yesterday, we would draft a resolution, bring it forward, and basically take three actions in it. Number one would rescind essentially the prior resolution that you passed in 2003 that talked about the Nest Predator Bounty Program being conducted in 23, 24, 25, and 26. And then the next two parts would be the transition to the Youth Trapping Recruitment Program and the details that we discussed in that. And then the second part would be the approval of the Coyote Bounty Program as we discussed yesterday. So if you look at the resolution in front of you, it's a front and back. Basically, that front side talks about components of the trapping of nest predators. And again, talking about some of those key components of high intensity local areas during the primary nesting season, getting youth in the outdoors, those experiences, transitioning to the what we're calling the Youth Trapping Recruitment Program. Then it also talks about some background on the Coyote Bounty Program in conjunction at the same time that we really focus a lot of our wild, or excuse me, our livestock depredation. The fact that we are using license dollars for both of these programs, we are not using any other funding source. So those are license dollars. And just give some of those reasonings and background. Where the action part really comes into play then is on the back page. And if you look at the back, the very top paragraph where it says, "Now, therefore, be it resolved," the first one is in respect to the rescinding or removal of the previous resolution that the GF&P Commission passed in 2003. And then the next one would go into the approval of the Youth Trapping Recruitment Program with some of the details of it, $10 per tail for those five species, not to exceed the 200,000 as discussed yesterday. This is for youth only, so those folks under the age of 18. And the program will run March 1 through July 1. Then a little bit more information on the youth trapping recruitment there, as again mentioned, March 1 through July 1, which again coincides with those spring activity movements of predators, primary nesting season for pheasant ducks and other ground nesting birds. So that part of it, those two paragraphs would address the youth trapping recruitment program. And then the last two paragraphs would be specific to the Coyote Bounty Program, where it says conduct Coyote Bounty Program in 2026. Again, we talked yesterday as a 1 year, and then go from there. Expenditure of $30 per tail, not to exceed the 300,000 for the program. Again, that was the adjustment and recommendation that you folks all brought forward yesterday and agreed upon. Limited to South Dakota residents, those under the age of 18, not be required to have a license. The program will run April 1 through July 1 for 2026. Again, based on our conversations yesterday. Again, this is available, the coyote bounty program is available to all South Dakota residents, i.e. youth and adults, where the youth trapping recruitment program is only for youth under the age of 18, so 17 and under. Again, then the last paragraph talks about for the county, or excuse me, coyote bounty program, going through those dates. It's a time period when our staff and our agency really focuses coyote control measures to reduce impacts of livestock depredation. And it's also the primary fawning for whitetail mule deer and pronghorn. So, Madam Chair and Commissioners, that's a quick rundown. You can certainly look at it a little bit. If you have any questions, I will be happy to try to answer any questions you may have. But believe that this resolution would essentially cover our conversations, discussions, and questions you had yesterday. Certainly, we're going to receive more comments and opinions on both of the programs. Again, programs like these, we have all kinds of programs in our agency, from our habitat programs to our access programs to stocking a fish to other things. We have a multitude of programs and services that we provide to the public, to landowners, and certainly fits within, obviously, all the authority that you have as a commission to do such types of programs. Even the first whereas talks about statute that gives the commission and the department authority to conduct various types of programs. And so understanding a lot of different philosophies and beliefs, we heard some of those comments yesterday, but again, hopefully this fits your discussion that we had yesterday, and I will turn it over to you and let you ask any questions that you may have. If not, we would ask that you would adopt this resolution 26-01. And we will move forward then at the implementation stage.
Very good. Thank you, Director. Any questions or comments from the commission? Commissioner Bartley?
Yes, thank you, Commissioner Bartley. Director, when do you see us good time frame to revisit the coyote bounty as far as changing the date?
Yeah.
As we talked about yesterday.
Appreciate that question, Commissioner Bartley. So I would say that we will look at putting it on the agenda sometime this fall. Yesterday there was a couple of different questions or potential months to start it a little bit earlier in that. The big thing would be is just to make sure that if that is a desirable thing that we want to proceed with next year, that we'll do it in advance so that we can prepare internally as well to handle the logistics of it and those type of things. But I would say sometime this fall. I don't have a specific month in mind right now, but we will certainly keep that on the radar and make sure that we have those discussions.
Thank you.
Additional questions? Secretary?
St. Tom, can you just explain, if you are out harvesting coyotes, what type of licenses are required?
So under the program as it is right now, again, youth, as we see it, would not need a license. Coyote would be able to be trapped or harvested through shooting, hunting. Predator varmint is going to be the primary license that you would need. Or if you have, for example, your combination license, which also includes a predator varmint license within it, that would be a valid license for an adult to take them. Look again at some of the details, but from a trapping standpoint, certain times of year you need your fur bearer license, but the vast majority of what's going to be constituted for this during that time frame of the year would be that predator varmint license, which you either obtain your predator varmint license as an adult, but if you have a small game hunting license or a combination license, that predator varmint license is included with that. So you would already have that in your possession. And when we put more information out there for the public on this, as we proceed, as if desired by you, then we'll make sure to spell all those things out and all those details and make sure everybody is fully aware of what will be needed.
Additional questions or comments?
Commissioner Nyberg. Tom, tell us, what demographics do you keep track of in regards to the program? I understand species, but do we know where the youth are going to be coming from? Do we track that?
Yeah.
By county?
Yeah, Commissioner. So in the program as it's run the past years, and that's Predator Bounty Program, we have by age, we have by county. We actually have a dashboard that we call it that's on our website as well that people will look at. And in particular, what's of interest to folks there is where were we at in the program, how many were turned in, but then it also shows how many in each county by species as well. So you can see exactly the distribution geographically. We collect that information when you come in to the turn-in days of who's turning them in, the individual person, their age, location, where they were taken from. We ask all that, and we will do the same here moving forward as well. Both for, obviously, the youth program, we're still going to want to know what counties or what locations they trap the critters in. And then on the coyote side, we'll do the same thing. We want to know if they're a youth, adult, get their age, location of the harvest, and those types of things. And then we can do more with that and share that information with you and the public.
On the educational side, the key word is recruitment. Outdoor campuses have educational programs with trapping.
Yep. So there's certainly some of those trapping activities and programs that happen at the campuses with some of our staff. In the past, we've also worked with some of the trapping organizations to do, I'll say, clinics or we have a program that was called Trapping 101 for a while. We're going to continue to look at that and see how we can expand that, take that to another level. So some different venues and avenues there for recruitment. It was a really nice partnership with South Florida Trapping Association and the Western Fur Harvesters, are probably the two primary trapping organizations in the state. And they certainly do a lot of outreach as well to youth in respect to trapping. So we'll continue to work with those types of organizations.
Very good. Additional questions from the commission? Tom, and you alluded to this in the beginning of your comments, but if there's any confusion as to why it's the resolution versus the public 30-day or 60-day, can you just share why we're going this direction?
Yeah, so there's always a lot of questions about, you know, putting it out there for public comment and those things. So again, in respect to a program that we're talking about today, when you look at the grand scheme of things, as I mentioned, we have all kinds of programs that we offer from our agency, from Habitat Access, other things. Even in those, you know, we have discussions, we talk about the programs, we give overviews to it. But even in those things, those programs are not put into administrative rules. So it doesn't follow the exact process or the process of rule promulgation where you do proposals, you do finalizations, then we take it in front of the interim rules committee, so on and so forth, ultimately to the Secretary of State posting to put in administrative rule. Our programs are not put in administrative rule. These are essentially policy programs, right? Administrative actions that you folks take working with the agency. In fact, most of our programs, we don't even sit here and ask you to formalize a resolution to do a program. We don't do that for the walking area. We talk about those programs. We're all in concurrence and agreement that those are worthwhile programs. We just put the programs together and we execute those programs and implement them. So this has been one of those that has probably raised a little bit more of attention, a lot of discussion, more questions from the public. And that's quite honestly why we have the resolution in front of you, so that you can have this opportunity to discuss it, formally ask questions, and this is a way that you're formally endorsing the program and we're moving forward with it.
Very good. Thank you for that response. And I would just offer, I appreciate the department bringing this forward. The commission and the department for a handful of years has heard comment on both sides of this issue. Whether it's the Nest Predator Bounty Program or the need for a coyote program, our members of our legislature asked that the department come to the commission, and you've done that before session is even over. So I applaud the efforts to collaborate and come up with a revised program that will work. So thank you. And with that, we do need a motion to move forward with this resolution.
I move to move forward.
We have a motion to move forward and adopt the resolution from Commissioner Whitmire and the second by Commissioner Spring. Any comments on that resolution? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Those opposed, the resolution is adopted.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.